What do you think of when you think of 2021? Somebody want to share anything? Does anything stand out to you? It's kind of informal, but feel free if you think of something special that happened in your life. I want to open it up for that. Maybe you didn't do like I did and start thinking back over the year. What was the year like? Oh, this happened, that happened. We're not going to take a lot of time. As I pondered for a message, though, there was a few things that came to my mind that I want to think about especially. Almost a year ago, January 19 of 2021, there was two lives snuffed out of this life. Edna Weaver and Chad Weaver. Traveling down the road. Gone. Went to meet their maker. There's more you could put there. I had to think of John Risser. Driving truck. A road he traveled before. Gone. My mind also went to another account that I didn't know. I didn't realize it was this far back, but I had listened to the court cases and some of that on YouTube in this past year, and that is Sasha Kraus. That was January 18 of 2020. Yeah, January 18 of 2020. Sasha Kraus went missing, and we know the account there. Understand that Mark Gooch is awaiting his sentence on January 19 of this year. But another one gone. Brother Harry Nunzwander this year passed on. A man that did much for the church. A man that had a vision for the church. Past his 70 years and 10 and also his 80 years. Passed away. Well, my mind went to these accounts here. And I can't help but think about my life and saying, what would have happened? Where would I be if it was me? Did I live every day right? These people had no forewarning. Well, we know Harry was getting in his older years. But the other accidents. Well, you turn the page in the calendar, and of course there's not another page there, so you hang another calendar up. What does that mark? It marks the passing of time. Each and every one of us is getting older. We don't know the days that are given to us. And so, for a message here this morning, you can turn in your Bibles to Romans chapter 13. These verses here came to my mind. No, it's not another message about the apostles. I'm going to pick that up sometime later. But we turn the calendar. We change the calendar, and it marks the passing of time. We have moved from the what man marks time in. From 2021, we can't go back and pick it up. What you and I have done in 2021, it is history. It's in the past. We live in the present. We look forward to the future. How does your life line up? Today is the first day of the rest of your life. You might have thought I was going to say the rest of 2022. Every day is that. Every day that you have another breath come through your body, that your heart beats one more time. It is another second that God gives to you. What are you doing with it? And so we want to think about that as we go through this message. I have titled the message, Knowing the Time. And I've taken that from Romans chapter 13, verse 11. And so let's start reading there. And that, knowing the time, that now it is high time to wake out of sleep. For now is our salvation nearer than when we believed. The night is far spent. The day is at hand. Let us therefore cast off the works of darkness, and let us put on the armor of light. Let us walk honestly as in the day, not in rioting and drunkenness, not in chambering and wantonness, not in strife and envying. But put ye on the Lord Jesus Christ, and make not provision for the flesh to fulfill the lusts thereof. As I read Romans, I've probably made this statement before, but I read Romans, there's a lot packed in there. And it almost needs a deep thinker sometimes to really get the bottom truth of what's there in these passages. But I like to read Romans, and then I have a parallel Bible that has the Amplified. So bear with me this morning as I strive to read to you the Amplified, because Amplified can get a little cumbersome trying to read it and get it so you understand what it's saying. But start back at verse 11 in the Amplified. Do this, knowing that it is a critical time. It is already the hour for you to waken out of your sleep of spiritual complacency. For our salvation is nearer to us now than we first believed in Christ. Verse 12. The night, this present evil age, is almost gone, and the day of Christ's return is almost here. So let us fling a... I have that in my notes wrong. I don't think I wrote that right. I think that's what's said in there. So let us fling off the works of darkness and put on the full armor of light. Verse 13, let us conduct ourselves properly and honorably in the light of day, not in carousing and drunkenness, not in sexual proscrimity and in irresponsibility, not in quarreling and jealousy. Verse 14, but clothe yourself with the Lord Jesus Christ, and make no provisions, nor even think of gratifying the flesh in regards to its improper desires. And so when I read the Amplified, sometimes I enjoy all the words that they put in there to help me. Because sometimes there's words in there that I can understand, and I trust that as we read that. So let's think about that. Do this, he's saying there in verse 11, and that. Do this. What's he asking you to do? Knowing it's a critical time, a very critical time. The time we are living in, this second, this minute, whatever time God gives to you is a critical time. He's placed you here for a reason. And he's calling you in verse 11 there to get out of your state of sleepiness, complacency, awake. And so I believe there's many people, many Christians about us. And I trust it's not here. I'm not preaching it as I feel like it's here. But there is so much about us of spiritual complacency, where we don't follow the whole Scripture. For our salvation is nearer to us now than when we first believed. Every second takes you closer to Christ. And so I've divided the message up in two parts. And so as we think of knowing the time, maybe a little bit, as I studied for this, I had to think of that verse in Matthew 25:13, and thinking about time and Christ's return. As we have gone through these lists of people that have gone on before, Matthew chapter 25, verse 13, Jesus makes these words, "Watch therefore, for ye know neither the day nor the hour wherein the Son of Man cometh." And so how do you balance that with a message title of knowing the time? We don't know when Christ is coming back. But I trust that there is every one of us here this morning is convinced in our mind that we are so close to Christ coming back for us. The time is short. And I trust that we have that. So can we know the time? Yes, we know it's getting closer. Know the time. It's critical time for you and for me. So the first one I have is, we think of the knowing the time and the closeness of time. First one I have is our salvation. What is he talking here? What's important in knowing the time? Our salvation is important. Our salvation is nearer to us today than what it was yesterday, than what it was in 2021. It's closer to us. When Christ comes back, it's closer to us than what it was before. The question is, for you and I, are we ready for it? Our salvation should be to us like a resurrection from the dead. Should be a new life within us. Romans 6, oftentimes we take a... I had that highlighted in my Bible because they take people to it many times. For the wages of sin is death. But the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. It is the gift of God, salvation. And that's what he's talking about here. In verse 11, for now our salvation is nearer. We were set up for death. We were on death row. But Christ brought us salvation. Ephesians 2, we could read. Let's go read those verses. Ephesians chapter 2. We're going to read the first 6 verses here. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 1. And you hath he quickened, who were dead in trespasses and sin. Oh, we were dead again. We have that verse, dead in trespasses and sin. Wherein in time past you walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience, among whom also we all had our conversation in times past, in the lusts of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature the children of wrath, even as others. But God, who is rich in mercy for his great love wherewith he loved us, even when we were dead in sins, hath quickened us together with Christ. By grace ye are saved. And hath raised us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. And I trust each and every one of us can say that has happened in our lives. We all were dead in trespasses and sins. And we had Jesus come in and he made us alive. He quickened us. His salvation, he pulled us out. So we have that new birth experience. A new life in Christ can be like the dawning of a new day. It's new life. It's a new beginning. We've all, I trust, have had that in our lives. We made that start. In the natural world, I talk for myself because I'm one of these. Natural world, we know some people who love to sleep in the morning. We also know some people that are early morning risers. They love to get up in the morning and to face that new day. Getting out of bed doesn't seem to be a problem. I guess I'm one of the not so fortunate on it. But I'm afraid in the spiritual sense, there are many queer Christians that are willing to sleep away the opportunity. They don't get the vision. They don't grasp the opportunity that a new day brings. That a new breath of life gives to you every time that God gives you one. That every time that you have another heartbeat, you have another opportunity to serve your God. The one that has saved you. Ephesians 5 verse 14 says this, awake thou that sleepest. Awake thou that sleepest, arise from the dead, and Christ shall give thee light. He'll give you that vision and that grasp of that opportunity that new day can bring to you. Well, I trust each and every one of us, as we know the time it is, we know that we need salvation. We know we need to avail ourselves to it. God, help us to go out and take it beyond that and to grasp the opportunities that every new day brings. Well, in this account in Romans chapter 13, what is to be done with the time? It says, redeeming the time. It's high time to wake out of sleep. And so how do we do that? What is to be done with this time? Verse 14 has this, but put ye on the Lord Jesus Christ. I trust that that's what we've been talking about in the first one. But in the second one here, what's to be done with this time? Why put on Christ? That's where I want to go with it. Why put on Him? Well, Peter said at the Pentecost, therefore let all the house of Israel know assuredly that God hath made that same Jesus whom ye have crucified both Lord and Christ. He is Lord. He's Lord and He's Christ. He needs to be the one that is Lord of our lives. He controls our life. And He has the right to be the Lord. If your Bibles are still open to Romans chapter 14, or Romans chapter 13, let's go to chapter 14, verse 8. Romans chapter 14, verse 8. For whether we live unto the Lord, and whether we die unto the Lord. Whether we live, therefore, or die, we are the Lord's. Whether you're a living today, whether He gives you another heartbeat, He created you. He put that first date that's going to go on your tombstone if you have one. He's giving you that time in between. Probably have said this here before, but when I think about this thought, I can't help but think about at my Grandma Geyser's funeral, the preacher that preached there read that poem, The Dash Between the Dates. And he preached off of that, a powerful message. We have a first date that God gives when we're born into this world. We live in that dash, that small dash between. God's going to write a date at the end. What are we doing in that? Let's keep reading here. Romans chapter 14, verse 9. For to this end Christ both died and rose and revived, that He might be the Lord of both the dead and living. But why dost thou judge thy brother? Why dost thou set it not thy brother? For we all shall all stand before the judgment seat of Christ. Excuse me. What is to be done with time? We must have Him as Lord of life and Lord of our life, and He has the right to be the Lord of our lives. Let's read Philippians 2. There's some verses or some thoughts there that we want to pull out of there. Philippians chapter 2, verse 5. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made of himself of no reputation, and took upon Him the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of men. And being found in fashion as man, He humbled Himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Wherefore God also hath highly exalted Him, and given Him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, of things in heaven, and things in earth, and things under the earth. So we see in this as well, in these passage, Christ has right to be Lord of our lives. Well, Paul in his writings, Let me find my point and place in my notes here. Paul in his writings here to the Romans, Romans chapter 13 again. For the night is far spent, the day is at hand. Let us therefore cast off the works of darkness and let us put on the armor of light. If you go study in Paul and his writings, I believe it was to the church at Ephesus, was one of them, I believe, and also to the Colossians, to the church at Colossae there. He also had this of putting off the old man, putting on the new man, and the change that needs to happen in our lives. The change of clothes needs to be complete. I like to think about that. When you put off the old man, everything needs to go off. Shared a story yesterday at our Seneca Vinyl banquet about what happened to me this past year. I was penning up the cattle, and I didn't find my boots right off where I thought they were, so my sons were there, so I slipped them in. Well, he has a little bit bigger feet than what I do, so they're a little floppy on me. And it's a pretty muddy down there where I needed to swing the gate shut. And needless to say, when I ran through to shut the gate, I lost a boot. I stepped in the dirt down there in cow manure with my sock. It was dirty. I didn't slip it back in the boot. I walked up and hosed it off. But I share that thought there because I want you to think about this. What do you think would have happened if I'd have left that sock on? It's just a little sock. It was disgusting to me. It went right in the trash. But I'm afraid too many Christians today. Yeah, we put off the old man. But do we put off the old man? Every article. If I was still wearing that sock today, it'd stink. You'd smell it from here. The change of clothes in the Christian's life needs to be complete. Put off the old man. There's no room for self. There's no room for I. There's no room for my agenda. None of the old filthy clothes of an unsaved person will look good on a saved person. One who expects to live the Christian life with only partial allegiance to Jesus Christ is in trouble. That's part of when we don't put it all off. We want to hold for self. And we don't want to give Jesus all our allegiance. We must give Him all. When we don't do that, that person is as ridiculous as one dressed partly in good clothes and partly in dirty clothes. It's kind of as ridiculous as if I would have just kept that one sock on because it was one of my best socks I had. It's ridiculous. But it's the same as in our Christian life. To think we can be a Christian. Oh yes, our name's on the church register. We come to church Sunday morning. But we go out and we live life as we please for self and for the sins of the world. And somehow expect that our name on the church attendance will get us to heaven in the end. It'll never get you there. to make it through to heaven, the change of clothes needs to be complete. Put off the old man, put on the new man. Those who expect to be Christians and plan to go on sinning are already deceived about their condition. Turn with me in your Bibles to 1 John chapter 1. I'd like to read a verse here. Or a number of verses, actually. 13 of our passage here in Romans chapter 13. Well, it's actually verse 12 there yet. But it follows into verse 13. But we have this account here in 1 John chapter 1. Verse 5. This then is the message which ye have heard of him and declare unto you, that God is light, and in him is no darkness at all. Not even a speck. Not even a speck of darkness. You turn the light of God on, and all the darkness has to go. Verse 6. If we say that we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth. But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ his Son cleanses us from all sin. If we say that we have no sin, oh yeah, I go to church Sunday morning, I sit in the bench, I put my suit coat on. If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. If we say we have not sinned, we make him a liar and his word is not in us. Some serious verses to ponder and consider as we view this point. What is to be done with the time? We must make sure that we have put off all of the old man and put on Christ, his light, his lack of darkness. Verse 12 here in our passage in Romans chapter 13, it tells that we have work to do in it. Cast off the works of darkness. It's the battleground that we have to fight. Paul makes a statement in Philippians, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before, I press towards the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. I believe I preached that maybe last year at New Year's from that passage. But I still think it's a good motto for us to have. As we come into the new year and we go through the year, forget those things that are behind us. Those sins that we have to deal with. Put them away. Deal with them. And forget them. And move on. Romans 8 verse 1. We have our passage here in Romans 13. But if we go back to Romans 8 1, it says this. There is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. God forgives, he forgets, it's done with. When you confess him and forsake him. But we have to forget. Forget those things that are behind. Reach forth to those things that are before. So we must do the forgetting as believers. Past sins are not a barrier to putting on new clothes and living for Christ. There's no reason that the past sins that we've had have to keep us from going on and serving Christ with our whole heart. Let's go to verse 13 of our passage in Romans chapter 13. Verse 13, let us walk honestly as in the day, not in rioting and drunkenness, not in chambering and wantonness, not in strife and envying. What is to be done with the time? Walk honestly. Walk honestly in the light of God, as in the day. In In the day is when men ought to work. And so as we have the light of day in our lives, of Christ shining in our lives, we need to go out and work. Walk honestly. Let others see from our lives, from the lips that we say, that we have Christ. Live it out. Put on the new clothes and live it out. Engage in the battle for Christ against Satan. Conduct yourselves properly and honorably as in the light of day, not in carousing and drunkenness, not in sexual irresponsibility, not in quarreling and jealousy. That can get pretty close home to us in the day we live. Men, where are we at? Sisters, where are we at? Are you walking honestly? Is what people see on the outside, is that what's in your heart? Well, Christ is worthy of our allegiance to Him. He is worthy. He is the armor of light that says in verse 12, He is truth, light, and love. He is righteousness. And He never asks His followers to do anything contrary to truth, love, and righteousness. Question that comes to us, are we accepting Christ? Are we accepting His Lordship in our life? Are we following Him? To accept His Lordship is wise and right. It's what God's will is for us, that we would do that. I'm here to tell you this morning, the only way to be truly happy is to give all for Christ. All to His Lordship. Put off the old man. Put it off. Say no to it. We live in a world today that has much of a desire to live for pleasure. And it does much to try to please the here and now. Youth, maybe face this more than others. When you get older, I don't know if I face it quite as much. There's probably still a certain aspect of it. I'm here to tell you, an unsaved person can never truly be happy. You want true happiness? Come to Christ. Is it a battle? Yes, it is. Is the warfare raging? It sure is. But you want true happiness. Say no to self. Give it to God. Yes, the world has temporary happiness. There's pleasures of this life, but it's but for a season. Isaiah 48:22, there is no peace, saith the Lord, unto the wicked. Just a few verses in thinking about this. You can think with me. We're not going to turn to that. But think with me of Matthew chapter 5. We know that account very well. Matthew chapter 5 is the blessed attitudes. Things that we should put on with our new man. You sometime read down through there and look how many times it said blessed, happy. It's many times in there. You want to be a blessed person? You want to be a happy person? Find it in Christ. He will give it to you. Now is the time for us to know what the time is. We don't know. I had seen it was snowing out here. You never know. We could be leaving this church and an accident happen. And someone only make it 2 days into 2022. We don't know that. I'm not here to scare you, but I want you to think seriously. Because the fact is, how we live our lives, how we put off the old man, and how we put on the new man, says who we are. Turn in your Bibles to James chapter 4, closing thought. James chapter 4. This is America today. We make so many plans. And we somehow think that our plans can't get changed. But I gave some illustrations of what happened this past year that has changed plans. And I'll maybe open it up some more. Maybe you think of some others that I should have thought about that were could be put on that list. Maybe just give you a little second or a little bit of time to share that experience or something you have. But James chapter 4, verse 13. We make a lot of plans nowadays, and it says this: "Go to now, ye that say today or tomorrow, we will go into such a city and continue there a year and buy and sell and get gain." Oh yeah, 2022, we're going to do this and we're going to do this, and we're going to do, you know the list that builds up. I do a little mechanic work there on the side, and I'm amazed how that list keeps building up. You make plans, but it's subject to change. We see it here in verse 14. "Whereas ye know not what shall be on the morrow, for what is your life?" It's even as if you go out there on a cold morning and you have a puff of air, and you see it for a little bit and it's gone. Putting in my words, it's even as a vapor that appeareth for a little time then vanisheth away. It's life. We don't know. And so verse 15 says what we ought to do. "For ye ought to say, if the Lord wills, we shall live and do this or that. If the Lord wills, then we'll do such and such for 2022. Do you ever notice that you can, do you ever know in your life that if you ever tell somebody that if the Lord wills, you can leave a testimony for your Lord? I've seen it already. Well, we don't always have to say it. I don't believe that. But I think we need to live life like that. If the Lord wills, we are living in that dash between the dates. We don't know when the end date is going to be on our tombstone. Verse 16, "But now ye rejoice in your boastings, for all such rejoicing is evil. Therefore to him that knoweth to do good, and doeth it not, to him it is sin." We have much education about us. We've been raised in Christian homes. We know what God expects of us. "Knoweth to do good, and doeth it not." Well, this talks about, as we think about the vapor, a few closing thoughts. The scripture is very clear that we live in that dash and we're going to spend eternity somewhere. You and I choose that our destiny. Our destiny is chosen by how we put off the old man and how we put on the new man. May God help us to be those people, those Christians, that as we face 2022, I put off the old man. I'm still working on putting off the old man. And I'm forgetting those things, those failures behind. And I'm reaching out forth to those things that are before. And I'm pressing towards the mark. I'm doing everything in my power. There's no room for the old man in my life. Testimony anybody has from 2021 they'd like to share. Just a little bit of time. Happening, experience. Maybe an accident I forgot about. If not, as you have viewed your life in 2021, and you've maybe seen some failures back there, may God help you to say, I'm going to press forward from here on and serve Christ more faithfully. Let's kneel for prayer.